And welcome back. It is episode 28 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. I'm your host, Matt the Matman Breyer, bringing you an eclectic mix of independent music from across the internet each and every week. And this week is no exception to the rule of eclecticism. We have music from bands Art Decade, Kim Edwards, Andrew Thomas, Karen Ellis, Soul of the River, and Lay Low. So it's going to be an interesting week. We're going to kick this one off from art rock band Art Decade. Art Decade describes themselves as David Bowie drinking a cup of tea brewed by Van Gogh after winning a tennis match with Mozart. That paints a picture. That just paints a picture. Art Decade's guitarist, vocalist, arranger Ben Talmy grew up on a strict diet of the finest classical music there is, and it shows. The group's Western Sunrise album is filled with some of the most breathtaking string arrangements you'll ever hear on a popular music album. The band's other half is Binod Singh. It's lone Canadian and more of a Motown and soul guy on bass. The outfit describes his music as neo-indie, classical, symphonic, post-pop, and rock. It actually fits all these categories and more. You don't have to listen long, for instance, to pick up on a progressive electric guitar part here, and a club dance beat there. Were you to limit it mentally to only, say, the classical symphonic label, however, you may well miss out on also recognizing the group's more aggressive rock instincts, which are very much on over display. Art Decade sets its goals extremely high. Talmy says he hopes to make albums that perfectly represent our artistic vision without any compromise. In a world where compromise is sometimes the name of the game, it takes a strong-willed individual like Talmy to turn his lofty dreams into reality. However, this man grew up on the classics. By classics, we don't mean Led Zeppelin. Instead, we mean Mozart, Beethoven, and Bach. He wants his music to be remembered in the same special way as his classical heroes. I want to make modern music that is played in halls hundreds of years later, like classical music is today. Therefore, Art Decade has no intentions of merely remaining a remnant or a current decade. Rather, this group is shooting to be remembered for decades and decades to come. And they're off to a strong start. I'd say they do definitely put me in mind of bands like Muse, or Electric Light Orchestra, or Radiohead. Some of the non-electric Radiohead songs. Also, I kind of got a hint of Eagles of Death Metal, which is odd comparison with the rest, but it kind of works out on one of their songs. But this is Art Decade with Raspberry Universe here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
You won't.
Up next, we have singer-songwriter Andrew Thomas, winner of Tonos.com's Electronic Music Challenge with the track Aprizio. Andrew has followed a restless muse through piano-based pop, down-tempo electronica, and cinematic new age. The muse isn't getting tired anytime soon, and he isn't about to stop following it. Based out of Maine, with comparisons to Ben Folds, Stevie Wonder, and Neil Flynn, this is Andrew Thomas with one of his more adult alternative songs, a very good one called Haunted. Sometimes when you find a good artist, you've gone halfway across the world and Well, let's just say I apologize to the following artists when I slaughter their name because I am going to do it horribly. And we go all the way to we go all the way to Reykjavik, Iceland. And the artist is Laylo. Laylo is the alter ego of Icelandic singer-songwriter Lovisa Elizabeth Sigurðardóttir. Born in London to a Sri Lankan father and Icelandic mother, Laylo's musical abilities stretch as far as her geographical heritage. Starting out as a pianist and bass guitar player, she has jammed on keyboards and synthesizers with Benny Crispo's band, found her voice in blues, folk, and a little honky-tonk bop, collaborating with producers such as Liam Watson. Although her new material is taking on a new trip-hop twist, Laylo's distinct musical journey can still be felt at its roots, producing a honed yet experimental sound that is all her own. Vocally, Laylo combines a rich chocolate sound with a sweet cinnamon rasp and a sip of whiskey to take the edge off. Her live shows have seen her reach around and hug a room of 200 people using only her voice and a cappella. Seeing Laylo perform is unique, musically playful. She spins new yarns out of her songs, exudes warmth, and radiates sincerity that amounts to a profoundly personal experience. Laylo came about in 2006 after Lovisa was contacted by a local label that picked up a raw demo that she had uploaded onto MySpace. Not one to waste an opportunity, Laylo's debut, Please Don't Hate Me, was released that same year. An intoxicating take on classic Americana sounds, the record topped the Icelandic charts and became the best-selling original album in the country, winning no less than 3 Icelandic Music Awards. To prepare for her next album, Lovisa drew inspiration from Icelandic nature, traveling to remote country villages. With such a vast range of influences, this isolation allowed Laylo to come to her own. She found something special with producer Liam Watson, who's also worked with the White Stripes, Pete Molinari, and Holly Golightly, on her second album, Farewell, Goodnight, Sleep. The album was soon picked up by the music team at iTunes in the U.S., who tipped Laylo as one of the best discoveries of 2008. Laylo could never have predicted where her travels would take her in 2009. She spent a large part of the year supporting Emiliana Torini on tour, and performing solo across the world. This includes appearances at Glastonbury, Into the Great Wide Open, Slotsfell, and Indie Road Festivals. On Brosten Stringur, or Broken String, her third LP, Laylo explored her talent for collaboration, harnessing the energy of Icelandic female poetry over the last 150 years. Using the poems as her lyrics, she sings in Icelandic and creates an enchanting sound of soothing folk and experimental indie twists. Nominated for 5 Icelandic Music Awards, the album was commended as her most experimental record yet, showing a competent use of Laylo's broad range of musical styles. Her new single, The Backbone, has a poetic resonance with Neil Young and PJ Harvey, a lick of Nancy Sinatra's husky attitude, and a dose of Portishead's Dirty Acid Trip. The Backbone stirs up a cocktail of something you've never had before. And with her upcoming LP set for international release in the fall of this year, you soon will be back at the bar asking for more of Laylo. I'm guessing this is off of that album. Yes, it is. How very astute of me to pay attention to what I'm doing. This is the title track off that album, The Backbone, from Laylo.
Smile before I closed my eyes to hide the shame beneath. Creeping shadows and memories are there to help me forget. It's plain to see.
Created around freestyle songwriting sessions around a fire pit, Soul of the River was formed in June of 2002. Based out of Southern California, Soul of the River has unique sound coupled with great songwriting and is guaranteed to make even the harshest critic, quote, get down with the get down. A three-piece, progressive yet chill rock band with sounds best heard with a drink in hand, whether it's a Diet Coke or a margarita, gets the hips swaying and the feet tapping. Here is the band Soul River with their song Rider here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
Seem like I'm fine, summer moonlight, let it all wash away into my mind. Felt like I knew. Picture of you, smiling eyes, lullabies, all in my mind.
Each of the songs I've written for Wanderlust has been a reflection of a different place of travel. The album is a collection of songs from my journeys, explains Dallas, Texas-based singer-songwriter Kim Edwards. The epic and elegantly emotional chamber pop on Kim's debut album Wanderlust, released March 27th on the indie White Shore Music Company, documents three across-the-country moves and a lifetime devoted to studying lush theatrical pop. The 14-track album is an introspective travelogue of relationships, stories, personal growth, and spirituality. The dynamic sprawl of the wonderfully quirky arrangements extends from intimate piano and voice spare elegance to epically sweeping strings and playful, circusy brass passages, often in the same song. The album's mood is satisfyingly diverse, from the chamber pop poise of Blue to the breezy tropical folk of Aloha. Kim's singing has angelic purity with a touch of silky grit. Her delivery is graceful and tender, managing to be emotionally resonant without overly affected. Kim's uniquely playful musicality has garnered favorable comparisons to Regina Spektor and Ingrid Michaelson. Having listened to a few of the songs off the album, I can definitely agree with the Ingrid Michaelson comparison. Not as familiar with Regina Spektor. Yes, I've heard her music, but not enough to really have an opinion there. Wanderlust debuted at 25 on the iTunes Top 200 Singer-Songwriter Charts, an impressive feat for totally do-it-yourself artists who use standard networking platforms like Kickstarter and Facebook for exposure. Kim studied classical piano starting at age 4 and for a short while was a piano performance major in college. Her grounding in music theory, orchestration, and arrangement is clearly evident on Wanderlust. But despite such an academic background, she has free-spirited creativity that keeps the album's musicality joyfully accessible. I'm getting a B- in reading right now. Her process for tracking the sweetly sentimental strings on London Town is a window into this low-key, natural, artistic flow. A friend who plays violin and viola came into the studio and we just winged it. We just hum parts, record it with violin or viola, and layer them, Kim explains the tracking process. Kim credits moving from her snug Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania hometown for much of Wanderlust's lyrical inspiration. I've moved across country 3 times in the last 2 years, Pennsylvania to Texas, Texas to California, and then to Texas again to record the album. She details, when you do this, you meet all sorts of people with totally different viewpoints and life experiences. I think my travels have really helped me grow up as a person and a songwriter. The song Wanderlust kind of encapsulates all that for me, which is the reason I chose it to title the album, and the line where I go, God only knows, is a reflection of my own personal belief that there is a God, and he is guiding me through the entire cross-country adventure. And that is the song we're getting ready to play, the title track off of her new album, Check It Out. She's going to be going on tour in support of this album. She'll be playing coffee houses and doing intimate living room performances as a duo with her cello player. Don't miss this charming and uplifting chamber pop artist when she hits your local Java spot, and check out her heartwarming travelogue on iTunes. I'm sure it's available through other outlets as well. Definitely check it out. This is Kim Edwards with Wanderlust.
Follow the winds that blow. One hand clings to the ties I've bound, while the other untethers me from the ground. It breaks my heart to walk away, and it breaks my heart to grow roots and stay. I chase my peace and I'm left to roam. Where I go, God only knows. Where I go, God only knows. When the dust clings to my feet, when I finally learn these streets, when strangers are strangers no more, when I'm welcome in their door, when I think I could settle. When I must move up and on, just arrived and now I'm gone. Oh, and it breaks my heart to walk away, and it breaks my heart to grow roots and stay. I chase my peace and I'm left to roam.
Come once again to the end of another episode of Idiosyncratic Transmissions, but before our final artist, I just want to let you know that if you have any questions, any comments, if you're an artist who wants to be played on the show, you should email me, mattmann@idiosyncratictransmissions.com. And here's an easy way of finding all this information. Go out to www.idiosyncratictransmissions.com, click on the Contact Me link at the top of every page. That'll bring up a page that has a form that you can fill out and send to me. Yeah, it also has my email address linked there. You can contact us on our voicemail line, 502-509-1607. Follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/idiosyncpod and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/idiosyncpod. And I was hoping to have something out online this week. I think I mentioned at the end of the last show about a special project I was working on. And I've been tinkering with it and tinkering with it, and it's still not quite ready, but I'm going to release it to the wild anyway. I've been talking for a few episodes now about doing a webcast as well as the podcast and the blog, and I have one online now. It is through Loud City, and there will be a link to that on the webpage, on the front page, and one also under the About Idiosyncratic Transmissions link that's at the top of every page. I'm trying to make your life as easy as possible and finding ways of finding the music. Two caveats to this webcast. One is I do not have the second computer that I'm looking to get, hopefully in the next 6 months to a year, that I can put all of my music on and generate a stream to Loud City and run the station that way. So I'm limited to the 5 gigabytes of space that Loud City gives me to upload music to, and that does allow for a lot of variance, though, but not as much as I and not as much as I hope to have at some point in the future. And also, it doesn't let me do things like set up different genre shows like I want to do in the future. So I envision someday of having a webcast that, you know, on the weekends does a couple hours of jazz only, a couple hours of Celtic music only, and then, you know, different genre shows throughout the week. Second caveat is that having worked in low-power FM radio with a streaming broadcast in the past, I know how hard it is to build an audience. And I also don't have that much money to invest into the stream at this time. So I'm working with the base package, which only allows 5 listeners at a time. Now, if that consistently becomes a problem, and through some miracle of modern technology, I get more than 5 listeners wanting to clamber for that stream, I will look at upgrading to the 15-listener package. But there are 2 things I need. If you're trying to access the stream and you're blocked out because it's full, send me an email, often as it happens, so I can know what's going on, that there are people actually trying to listen that can't. And also, if you really want to help us out, go to the donations link and make a donation to the station. That will definitely help me upgrade the stream quicker. Also, if you want a more in-depth, robust station and want to help me get that second computer, you can go to the donations tab as well. In fact, any donations you make to the radio station, whether it's through PayPal or if it's directly to the hosting bill, would be extremely helpful. And if you like the show and you don't mind, go out to iTunes and rate the show. That would be helpful as well. So now that I've gone through all that, we get to our final artist of the week. This one is from Canada, British Columbia, Canada, with influences such as Sarah Harmer, Feist, Nora Jones, and Martha Wainwright. We have Karen Ellis, a playful, bittersweet indie folk musician and a gentle powerhouse of a songwriter from the Caribou Mountains of British Columbia, Canada. Music made with and made the finest ingredients of folk, pop, and even a trace of jazz. Listen and be fortified. And we're going to go out on her song, Little Gray Sparrow. Hope you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed putting it together for you. Have a great week, and check out the webcast when you get a chance. Here is Karen Ellis with Little Gray Sparrow.
Sleepy wings for winter's heading round. with a freedom. Beach town and Eden gonna be alright. I'll be up on the wire. I'm a big top flyer. Gonna be alright. I'll be home. Wherever you roam, no matter how wide, wherever you go, she points you to the marrow.